Swear to God, Lana better be dead on a slab or begging for mercy over a vat of acid or a shark tank or drinking champagne in a bikini.
Ah, screw me.
2 minutes, my love. I am just now again reshaving my balls again.
First of all, you have no right to interfere with my operation. And not that it's any of your beeswax, but I did not have sex with Scorpio.
Oh, really?
No, God! I just kept putting him off, making him reshave his balls.
Ugh.
And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today, Will Papagiorgio.
Yo.
No Rachel Oring. We put her off to make her reshave her balls again. You can listen to Papa's Basement live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at www.fcac.org/WEBR. If you want to call in, you can call in this week. God help me, why am I doing this? 703-560-TALK. Again, 703-560-8255.
No good can come of that.
Call in when I ask for calls. Before that, it's, yeah, just trouble.
It's all bad.
Show's website, inpapasbasement.com. Hit that up for my writing as well as show archives. And tweet us, twitter.com/papasbasement. Like us, facebook.com/papasbasement. Will.
Yo.
Alfred.
Alfred, what's wrong with you?
Oh, Will. Will, I got to get some. We got a hell of a show. We're going to exercise some demons, at least this man.
All right.
This man right here, tapping his chest into the mic. Going to exercise some demons on air. Going to go on about how I don't think I'll ever get married or live with a woman or anything like that. I pretty much want to be roommates with you for the rest of my days.
I mean, sounds like a plan.
Okay. As long as that didn't sound weird and crazy to you, that's what I want.
No, I don't ever want... I don't know. I mean, you can never predict the future, but right now...
You can't.
Hell no.
And yet, I can. And that is what's going to happen. I want us to both die old together.
I don't know. I mean, like... I don't know. Being single is just so much more fun. Like, it's either, like, you can do whatever the hell you want.
I literally regret not one aspect of it.
No, because you get to be as selfish as you want to be. And you can't put a price on that.
I am selfishness incarnate. And I'm cool with that.
Yeah, me too. Like, why would I want to give up the stuff I want to do to raise some little bastard kids?
Yeah, and I'm cool with the idea of kids. Like, as long as I can pick the mom, pretty much like a tall brunette, preferably Mediterranean looking, smart. I want to, like, breed, you know? I want, like, a little project there.
I don't even care about that.
Really?
No.
God, you'd settle for, like, a little short, fat kid?
No, I don't want any kids.
Okay, I'm just saying.
The only way I'm having kids if it's with some rich bitch.
Okay.
Like, if I can federline someone, then now we're talking. You said it's a verb.
K-fed to dub pop.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to do that one in a minute. After that, we're also going to get to LeBron and an interesting segment that was on the LeVar and Duke show yesterday. I like how I'm just telling people I'm ripping off.
You shouldn't give credit to what you steal.
No. I want to roll with it, and I'll give credit.
Amateurs borrow, professionals steal.
Yeah, they brought up a great point on their show yesterday.
Well, I don't even think they did. I think it's that ass Jason Whitlock.
Hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, I guess he works for ESPN. I see his articles on
something
like
of a rabble rouser.
MSN.com. He is just some black dude, like, turns everything in sports into, like, a race thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, some of the stuff.
I love black men.
I can see that, you know, like, just the whole idea of, you know, it's almost like modern day gladiators, like a bunch of white people, like, watching these black people beat the S out of each other.
Well, Muhammad Ali said that back in the day. He's like, what do you call two black men fighting each other surrounded by like 10,000 white people?
What?
Boxing.
Yeah. What? I thought you said gladiators.
No. That was maybe the worst delivery of a joke I've ever heard put to the air. Okay.
There are plenty of funnier variations of that joke. but we won't go into that.
I want to preserve my license as well as the station, so yeah. Then it was maybe this Jason character. Someone put forth the idea that maybe people are so riled up about this, not because LeBron was kind of a D-bag in the way he left, which I think most people can agree. He kind of like a classless way of handling things, right?
I mean, I like barely follow sports, and even this, I don't know that much about.
I'll break it down for you when we get to it.
Yeah.
But he was suggesting maybe people are a little more pissed because it's three, like, young, affluent black dudes who are picking their own fate. It isn't the managers who are trading these guys. It isn't the owners building teams. It's three brothers. You know, like, had it been Dirk Nowitzki, Pau Gasol, and, like, Manu Ginobili, you know, three whitish-looking dudes, would there be quite this uproar? So we'll get to that.
Probably not.
But we'll call on the callers there. I've got one fan on the Twitter who uses the N-word more than Mel Gibson, so he'll be calling in during that. I'm sure we'll not have to dump out on him in 10 seconds.
Do we even have a dump button?
Oh, no. Oh, no. The dump button is me hitting the, potting down the phone and going, that didn't happen. Cover your ears and go, la, 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 la. And then last but not least, bringing back an old favorite, a little F, Mary, Kill segment.
All right.
Featuring three starlets that are in the news.
Tony, you got to sample that Step Brothers clip.
I will. It's streaming on Netflix. I can sample it with relative ease. All right, so shall we?
We shall.
I don't get into this too often. It comes up from time to time, but I live at home. I live at home with the mom. I've been back there for about a year.
It's been 2 years.
No, it's been a little...
Oh, yeah, you're right, yeah.
Yeah, it's been... Dude, don't throw me under the bus like that. Come on. 2 years. 2 years when I'm hitting 30, that's an issue.
No, I was thinking, like, just because I've had to move twice, but I just moved.
That's so. Just... Yeah, because you're a goddamn vagrant.
That is true. 8 times in 9 years, I believe.
Jesus Christ.
Nomad.
I think I'm only at the 5 or 6er mark. But I'm at home. It made financial sense given what radio... God damn it. All right, calls. Shall we?
Well, it'll all hinge upon this call. If this is no good, no more. Not a must.
Caller, you speak for everybody. Go ahead.
Is this the Pizza Hut?
Okay.
Do you think that was real, or is that one of your jackass friends?
There was no way that was real. There was no way.
Jesus.
Why? Why did I give out the number? That's what's going to happen. That's what I get.
All right. Well, that decided it. That guy just took a punch. Took an S in the punch bowl. The party's ruined.
Upper Decker. Ruined it for everyone. Okay. Oh, God damn it. God damn you.
No more.
Oh, man. Okay. I'm at home. Usually, I'm just thankful to have a place to stay. Given the radio man salary, which kind of sucks ass, and I'm trying to build a career in broadcasting, it makes sense, right? I might have to jet to a different location for a gig. You never know what's up. I pulled the trigger on being at home. It kind of sucks for the social life. What you going to do? 99 out of 100 times, man, there's no friction with Maria, as you call her mom. Our mother.
You've moved to the first thing. Yo, to create distance.
She is Mariah, my roommate, at this point. She's, yeah. Today was one of those days where I lost it, man. Like, she was in rare form. Like I said, normally there's nothing going down. Had I been, like, 25, man, we would have butted heads like crazy. At 29, I'm like, thank you for giving me a place to stay. This is good. I'm appreciative. Once in a while, though, man, like a boxer just setting up a combination that knocks someone out. She can penetrate defenses still, man.
I think everyone gets pissed off by their mom. Like, everyone I know, like, girlfriends, whatever. It's like, no one knows how to push your buttons, because, truth be told, no one's been in your life more, no matter who you are, really, unless, like, you're just really not close with your parents.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, this person's known you since the second you were born.
They know
all
your weaknesses.
It's been up your ass more than anyone else,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, they can set you off more with, like, a wrinkle of the brow than some stranger, like, grabbing their crotch and calling you the N-word.
Right, because, I mean, you've basically been married to this person more or less your whole life. Know, like, what they're going to do before they do it.
There is no truer way of putting it in this case, dude.
All right, what happened? Now,
okay, so I wake up.
Ignore.
I'm not answering yet. We're not taking calls until the end of the segment, callers. So I wake up. I want to say it's about 20 seconds since I rolled out of bed. Well, how long does it take you to get your wits about you or pretty much any goddamn human being?
A while. And just, like, to preface this, I know, like, you and I, like, are both, I mean, maybe you even more so. Like, we're not the nicest people when we wake up, especially, like, if we haven't slept too well.
I am, like, really nice otherwise. Like, I have apparently told people I will kill them, like, when half asleep and stuff. Like, I will lose my S.
Well, I can just tell by looking at you, because you always have, like, this scowl on your face when you wake up. So,
yeah.
I know, like, you know, all right, if someone looks pissed off, you probably shouldn't, like, interrogate them.
I remember, I want to say Diana, one of our great mutual friends. How sweet is Diana?
Nice chick.
She calls and kind of woke me up. I remember the only things out of my words.
What's your fault for not setting your phone on silent?
I usually do. But the only words out of my mouth.
I don't get people who don't do that.
Were, I'll rape your C. I'll rape your C. And she goes, I'll call back later. And I say yes. And then I hang up and go back to bed.
Well, again, that's on you for not putting your damn phone on silent.
Yeah. And it is. It's not her fault. I'm just saying that's. And Diana, I'd never say those things actually to Diana.
You actually said that?
Yeah. Like, and like angry too. Like I meant it.
That's a bit excessive, even for me.
All right, so I wake up, and as well established, I don't look happy. I'm completely out of it. And, I mean, it's like 30 seconds. I haven't even taken my morning piss yet. I walk into the living room. It's Maria, legs folded, reading her paper, sipping her coffee. She's been established for hours at this point.
And so she assumes that everyone else has as well.
Well, the world is Maria. When she blinks her eyes, we all disappear. When she goes to sleep, we cease to exist for 8 hours. The earth is called Maria.
Pretty much. That's the way I view it. Of course, she will never, like, ever admit to that.
No.
No, that's the way I see it. It's the same thing. It's like, if she wants to do something, like, whether or not you want to, be damned.
So I walk in, and without missing a beat, I mean, this was an immediate question.
Immediate.
Hey, I'm going to Giant. That's our local supermarket. I'm going to Giant later. What do you need? Now, really, should that have set me off? I don't know, but just...
Not really.
Me being completely out of it, and I hear, like, what groceries do you need? I don't need a goddamn thing.
Well, they should just grunt and walk away, which is what I would do.
Which is about all I did.
And that pissed her off.
Well, I say, what? I just woke up, and I walk away.
And why is that such a problem?
Why is it so hard to answer that question? So right there, the tone of the morning is set. For the next 2 hours, I'm in my room. I'm thinking of ideas for this, which came to me as the day went on. And Rich calls. Good old buddy Rich Killia. So I'm talking to Rich for like 20 minutes. It's a civil conversation. No raised voices. Hang up. She walks in the door of my room. My tiny child-sized room. She asks, what's wrong with you today? I'm like, excuse me? Well, apparently you can be civil to everyone but me today.
Oh.
Yeah. So she'd been doing that thing where she walks around and kind of mutters to herself.
For
like
that.
2 hours, you know, just having the argument with herself.
Son of a crazy bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, and so at first I was thinking, like, God, I just maybe we'll talk about relationships and stuff. This is the closest thing to a relationship I'm in right now, sad as that is. You know, it's like I'm the damn de facto husband. Like, why mince words on that?
Ugh.
I know, it's horrible. And I don't have to bang her or anything, but it's still messed up.
All of the bad, none of the good.
Exactly. So a couple hours go by, and I'm like, screw it, I'm going to bail to the gym. I go to the gym, I come back, fully dressed in gym clothes. You know when you're in a bad mood, and someone can, it doesn't have to say much at that point to set you off.
Yeah.
She looks at me and asks, where were you, the gym? as I'm sitting there drenched in sweat in a tank and in my gym shorts and my gym shoes.
She can ask some dumbass questions, too.
So I reply with, no, I went shopping. And she goes, really? Like, at that point...
Also gullible.
Yeah, yeah. So at that point, I'm like, I can't take this. I'm just going to shower. I shower, and I finish show prep, and then I lock the door, and I do the one thing that brings joy to my life.
Rub one out.
Yeah. And right when I got a big, meaty handful of prick, she just screams through the door, the cup is washed. So...
What?
I'm like, at this point, if you've ever been J-ing, and you've got it in your hands, and you hear your mom's voice,
ugh.
Is there anything worse?
No, that's why...
I'll answer my own question. There's one thing worse. There's the fact that my door faces onto the bathroom. It's like 12 feet away from the one bathroom in the house. And Maria can take some really vocal... audibles, maybe the word. Not vocal so much. Some very audible dumps. So you could have both doors shut and still hear it, like, a real vacating, yeah. And, you know, she's not...
Sounds like someone's stepping on a duck.
And she's not the smallest woman, so the whole of the toilet seat is covered, so it, like, echoes.
Reverberates.
Like an organ in a church, man. She's like... And you're just like... Wow, I want to die.
That's why you gotta save your me time for at nighttime.
I had
so precious.
Which I try to do, but I was really going to just... I would have come here and taken this mic and put it through your goddamn skull had I not rubbed one out. So I took care of that.
What time did you wake up?
10.
About the same as me.
Yeah. So I wake up, and this is going on, and she goes, the cup is ready.
What cup?
This cup. I'll hold it up to the camera for our viewers. It's my extra spiffy, completely sealed radio water cup. She bought it on QVC. She can't stop crowing about how goddamn magical it is because it won't spill, which is pretty good for a radio station because, like, oh, look. Nothing.
How the hell do you drink out of it?
You press a button and it opens. It's great because you can't spill it on a board and fry the board and get your ass fired and be out like 3K or something.
That's pretty cool.
But she felt the need to announce that. And at that point, I really just lost it, because at the same time, I was getting texts from my ex. You remember Libby, the chick from Ohio?
I don't remember you talking about it. I don't think I ever met her.
Okay, yeah, you did not get to meet Libby. So right as I've got this, and it's just the nagging end of the spectrum. I mean, just as bad as it gets, and I'm thinking, why would I ever be with a woman? I'm getting texts from Libby. And Libby... I'll say is probably the one chick out there. This happened, I want to say this went down in 05. It's maybe the one time I ever thought, wow, I could really settle down with this girl.
Wasn't she, like, married?
No, she got married later.
Oh.
She was, you know, like, real hot, like, Native American and Persian and German, like, all kinds of good crap mixed together. We really had fun, you know, we got along really well. I was like... Damn it, I think I could go and pull the trigger on this and see what happens. Kind of seems like the one, right?
Well, what happened?
I got a text, you know, and like you said, yeah,
Well, what derailed it in the first place?
What derailed it was she wanted, like, an immediate marriage with a kid immediately afterward.
That's a sign of a hoe right there.
Yeah, and I said no dice. I was like, look, I'll so much as relocate to be with you, which is big in itself. I'm not going to give you a goddamn kid in a ring right now.
And what did she say?
She then went back to an ex. Got
next.
Yeah, got married, got pregnant, now has the kid, now divorced.
Of course.
Yeah.
Just like my ex.
Yeah, we had some classy goils. So I got a text, and... She tells me she's now in love, which is good. I don't care about that aspect. But she's now, for lack of a better word, a cam whore.
Like, professionally? Like, making money?
Like, gets on camera and will get naked, do cam shows. I can only assume the new guy is going to be railing her out on camera. Which, don't worry, I'll give the link later. You can take a gander.
Wait, like they actually do it together? I thought you were going to say she's doing it behind his back or something.
I don't know, because not to sound like the biggest piece of ass, but it was my idea initially, like in jest. Because I'm like, you know, if I got some hot exes, I'm never going to like really go back there. What do I care? You know, that ship has sailed, even if the chick is beating down your door to get some.
Yeah, I don't talk to any of my exes.
I keep up with most, and it seems like a lot would be okay for another go-around. I'm not so cool with the idea. Not to sound like a complete queer.
No, I mean, you almost can always revisit old territory, but I don't know why you want to.
Yeah, exactly. You conquered it. You plundered its resources. Time to move on to the next front. And I was like, you should do that. Why the hell not? No one really thinks they're going to do that.
Is she hard up for cash?
A little bit, I guess. Not so much. I mean, she's a single mom.
What the hell does she do for a living?
Works at Kohl's.
Oh, Jesus.
Works at Kohl's.
And spreads her legs.
Moving and shaking. I don't know.
Try to use the old honey trap.
I don't know what else is going on. It's just, it was this confluence of factors today, Will. The fighting with Maria
for four hours. About it?
No, it just kind of not in the least. But it made me think like, wow, 5 years ago, I thought this chick was the one. And
ain't nothing but trash.
In retrospect, I realized, yeah, it's a broad getting naked, banging guys on cam, and you can really predict how nothing will pan out in life. Why would you ever marry someone? And when you do marry them, it will wind up like what I share with Maria.
Banging out dudes on camera?
One guy, the boyfriend. I mean, she's not like a porn star. I think she will be banging the boyfriend on camera. I don't know. Right now, I want to say she's just doing her thing on camera. Whatever it is cam girls do, I think they get naked, they make guys like think they like them, and then they get sent cash.
So, oh, Jesus, that's creepy.
It's weird. It's food for thought. I think that's the word, you know, that's the what I want to assign to that. It's food for thought.
About just how awful women are?
Just life in general, yeah. Women especially, why you never want to team up with one. But if the callers want to call in now, I want to ask, have you ever had an ex do anything dirty and slutty like that? Did you find out they were a stripper, an adult star, cheating on you? How did you handle it? We're so not going to get calls, by the way. Or if we do, it'll be some
nothing
a-hole.
That matters.
It'll be some a-hole asking if it's Pizza Hut again. But, yeah. Or if you're in a marriage right now, you pretty much regret every minute of it. I kind of just like want to revel in people's pain and realize I'm doing the right thing by staying completely alone in my life.
Use them and throw them away.
But if you want to call in, and we will not get callers on this one because no one has a pair of balls, 703-560-TALK. Again, 703-560-8255. And, we got a caller.
It's a lady.
It's a lady. All right, caller, go ahead. What's your name?
My name is Robert.
Hey, Robert, what's up? So,
hey, so what? I'll give you a what for. All right.
Okay, I'm listening.
I've been married to this woman for 13 years.
Okay, you're currently married, or it was a marriage that has run its course?
It was a marriage. We've been divorced now for about 2 years.
Okay. Hold on. Will, applaud.
Thank you.
You've already made the right choice, Robert, but continue.
Thank you. Last week, I'm Googling my business name.
Okay. Did you want to plug it on the air? You want to go out there, or what?
Not particularly, no.
Okay.
So I find this adult website with my business name attached to it.
Uh-huh.
Find my ex-wife spread out, naked, with another man, on this website using my business name.
Wow. Wait,
I don't get the whole... When you say business name, do you mean like your professional name that you use, or like a business that you ran or run?
A business that I actually run currently.
What would... Like,
she,
I don't understand
is she
the association.
It like in the meta, you know, like kind of the text of her website or something to drum up hits or what? Or is it just to screw you?
Probably just to screw me. I'm an attorney.
Wow. So people Google your name for law services and they get your wife taking a big old pipe.
Exactly.
Wow.
What do you do about this?
Sewer? I don't know. You're a lawyer.
No.
Yeah. Hire yourself and bite back at that bitch.
Wow. Well,
I call her. I say, hey, you know, you did this. Why'd you do this? And the only thing she has to say about it is, you like him?
Wow.
What a C.
Wow. You did not disappoint.
God. No, this is like our first real call.
You got me all turned around on this subject. Damn, dude. Damn, my condolences. Anything you want to do to throw her under the bus on my airtime or my site, go for it.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. If anybody is ever in the Tacoma area.
Okay.
We do have listeners worldwide.
Yeah.
And they run across someone named Chris.
Okay.
Last name starts with a B.
All right.
Do you want us to just give out the web address?
We can do whatever, man. You, after bringing this one out, you're my new best friend. Screw Will.
That's it. That's all I'm going to say.
So Chris B. in Tacoma, and she's a tramp, and we'll give you some.
Or is that the dude? No.
Yeah, you can smell her coming.
All right, man. Wow. Well, thank you for the call. You did not disappoint.
Enjoy, guys.
All right.
Thank
later.
You for listening.
Bye.
Thank you.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
You hit that out of the park.
Yeah. God damn.
I don't get it. Like, still.
Who wants to bat after Babe Ruth on cleanup? If you guys got anything else, call in 703-560-TALK. 703-560-8255.
I still, wow. Like, she took the name of a law firm. And,
okay.
Like,
imagine I've got an ex-wife.
And she just puts that on the website.
She can, like, put it kind of into the metadata, it's called. It's
so when people search, it brings it up?
Yeah, like, imagine I screw over my ex who's a cam girl. Mm. And she has an individual cam site. She could then put all kinds of, like, dirty tissues, Hercules safe and lock, everything I'm affiliated with.
And bring that up.
Yeah, and porno sites get mad hits, man.
Really?
Mad.
Shocking.
Yeah. They get huge traffic.
The hell are you saying?
So, if they're Googling my name...
That's, like, top of the list.
Yeah, it'll go to, like, Chris B's Clam Bake instead, or whatever her site's called.
Damn it, I wanted to see what that chick looked like.
Yeah, oh, God. Everyone out there, Google, what was it, Chris B. Tacoma.
See what we bring up.
Yeah, see if you can smell the site a mile away, too. God damn, that was good.
That did not disappoint.
No, that completely erased the memory of Pizza Hut.
That is true.
Wow. All right.
What were we even talking about? Just nasty things exes have done?
Just like, I don't even know. Like, I had to just talk, man. It's like, why I've got this damn show. I had to talk or else I was going to kill someone. But, yeah, kind of, do you ever foresee yourself in a relationship in light of what you've endured at the hands of Maria, at the hands of, if you want to go on about your whore ex, please do. And I'm not calling my ex a whore. To get on naked on the internet doesn't make you a whore. Like, a whore is actually sleeping around for money and, like, emotional validation. You get naked on the internet, you're kind of doing the Lord's work as far as I'm concerned. Maybe if you're getting, like, ramrodded, you know, car ramrodded five ways to Sunday, that's a little whorey. But just nudity on the net, God bless you. But, yeah, Will, I mean, you've been through it too. Like, and you've obviously come to the same conclusion. You typically like being single like me.
Yeah, I don't trust women. Not okay. For S. We got another call.
We got another call. Let's see what we got. Caller.
Hello, sir. Have you reached the part about your ex who's now a cam girl?
Yeah, we have. With whom am I speaking?
You are speaking with the really profound guy.
Really profound? What is up, man?
Not very much. I understand you cold-heartedly cut off a person looking for a nice pizza earlier.
God damn it. Was that you?
I'd say that person was probably very...
Damn it, man.
Do you know this person?
Yeah. He's good people on Twitter, and he got... David, your name, right?
That's right.
What's up, David? Yeah, David, earlier when I was talking about my ex being a cam girl, he was the only one that got, like, really, really belligerent about, like, well, where's the effing site? To the point...
You tease a man, like, it's still, well, it was the AM at the time, you know, looking for a pre-show rubber. And I quote the man with no fucking URL, no nothing. Just
I love the Canadian pronunciation of rub out. Rub-out. God damn, that is good. Yeah, so I finally tweeted a pic of her jugs to him, and you were impressed, rightly so.
Let me see this ass.
I'm waiting for more, salivating even.
Oh, God. Damn, I'm going to hell. Here, I'll show you the goods. Hold on. Give me a second. So, yeah, David, have you ever had an ex screw you over in any real capacity? I mean, like, you seem like me. You really don't give a crap about the broads in general. I mean,
No. The worst that it's ever been, really, it's usually exes who actually end up talking to exes.
Okay.
But the worst I ever got, and this is probably not pretty tame on the scale, but I was in college and I was doing electronic engineering, so that somewhat involves Unix. Don't you ever heard of that?
Yeah.
And quite the nerdy language. And this girl who I was with, and who I then broke up with, unceremoniously burned the Unix books that I had lent to her.
Oh, okay. So she
posted pictures on the internet too.
Really.
They were my pictures.
Hold up, Will has stepped around. Those are the two pictures of Libby at the moment. He's staring at the jugs that you got.
They look good in a bra, but that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I don't worry. Everyone will get the full goddamn floor show later on, I promise.
Well John here is you have first-hand experience of these these same jugs. How recent was this?
Okay. I'm going to say I have not visited Jugstown since the kid, so it could be night and day at this point. But beforehand, they were real and spectacular, to quote Seinfeld.
Oh, she's a mama.
Oh, yeah. She's in
brilliant.
MILF. Yeah.
Oh, no.
She's in MILF town now.
Wait till this kid gets a masturbatory age.
Yeah. That'll be the picture for the podcast, just kid's smiling face.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah. Look at this hot bitch.
That looks like my bathroom mirror. Wait a minute.
Right as it spills forth out of him. No!
No.
Come back. Yeah.
The question is: does this make her? Does the MILF factor make her hotter or less hot?
Oh,
usually less. In real life.
Yeah, I am not a big fan of the MILF thing overall. Like, it's never a plus. Sometimes it cannot really be a minus. That's about how I weigh in on it.
No, I mean sometimes it's just cool to see like an old chick with kids who's still hot. But
yeah.
She would be hotter if she never had those kids.
Yeah.
And if she was younger.
It's kind of like she took a dump that somehow grew up and started talking. Like, that's how I view a baby. Just some waste product that came out of your body. And you didn't flush that one. How about you? I mean, what do you think of the whole MILF thing?
Well, for one, it proves that she can do the job, right?
Yeah, her pipes are working.
Definitely.
That's a minus. You want a chick who's had a hysterectomy.
You want ovarian cysts aplenty.
I can tell that Will's an insurance salesman.
Yeah.
I just hate rubbers. They're for sailors.
There's been a few MILFs in my time, I have to say. But one of them was actually Delmar Lady, which I was going to tell you about one time.
All right, man. Well, you wanna tweet it, Mr. @reallyprofound?
I certainly will, and I won't encroach on your time any further. Thanks very much for having me.
All right, you. David, take care. That was pretty good.
All right, some actual real calls.
Yeah, goddamn. Again, if you want to follow David, he is @reallyprofound. He does some good stuff.
So now back to this bitch.
Yeah.
Like, so this is her cam site, or is that just like...
No, this is me just tweeting a few pics of her.
Oh, Jesus. Did she ask you to?
She's a cam girl. What does she care?
No, but I'm saying, like, what's on her site?
She has said it is up and running. I have not actually checked the site yet. It is full nudity and stuff.
Well, do you have the URL?
No, I don't. Uh-oh. Not yet. That is why David got so damn enraged.
Oh.
He thought I was trying to tease that. I do not have the URL. I asked.
Is this bitch online?
I asked before the show. Believe me, I asked.
What'd she say?
She just was quiet for a bit. She might be at work now. I don't know.
At work, meaning?
At Kohl's, yeah.
Getting the old gabagool.
Yeah. Not that kind of work. But, I mean, how have you been? What would you say your biggest screw job ever? Because in my opinion, the worst you've ever been screwed by an ex is that little S-ball Marine.
Yeah, I guess.
That little Irish trollop who is like 4 foot, what, or 5'1". What the hell?
Probably like 5'.
Oh, God, that bitch. Transparent bitch.
I mean, that's my fault, I guess, for actually being dumb enough to believe her. I don't know.
Live and learn.
Live and learn, exactly.
Got your inoculation.
Yeah, so.
All right, well, we can go on to LeBron, unless someone's got another. God, those are pretty good calls, man. Anyone else want to call on about a whore ex or just why you will never, ever get married? Again, 703-560-8255.
You got to have space, like, if you're going to live with anyone. Like, you know, I can put up with chicks in the apartment for, like, a few days.
I think I might be okay with marriage in separate houses.
As long as you have, like, a place where you can go where you don't have to see the other person.
Yeah, which is your basement before the kids come along.
Pretty much, the man cave.
And then it's robbed from you. Like, your testicles and everything else. Your will to live.
Build a very large shed. God. A garage, something. I mean, it's no coincidence that guys hang out, like, in the garage, in the basement, the den, whatever. Like,
yeah.
You got to get the F away.
Oh,
or else you will kill everybody.
Oh, my.
You'll pull a Chris Benoit.
Good pull.
Strangle them with the cables from, like, some home gym equipment.
Oh, my God.
Place Bibles by them.
No one references that enough.
Everyone's forgotten it.
Yeah. But, what a great dad.
All right. I guess let's go to LeBron.
LeBron. That was me hitting the cough button, and you can still hear me cough nice and loud. I don't want to cough right into the mic. Sounds like I've got...
Well, turn away, but...
Sounds like I got tuberculosis.
I don't know. A little cough button thing. Who cares? We reel with it on this show.
All right. Everyone, I think, by now is familiar, or at least most people are keeping up with the NBA.
Yeah, even me. I don't follow sports worth an ass.
All right. Are familiar with the concept of the LeBron James... From Cleveland, where
situation.
He was, yeah, where he was kind of sorry. I'm watching the dude that just walked into the
me too.
Studio.
That's
yeah,
why.
Can't take my eyes off. Not putting pressure on him. Just what's up, man?
Just picking up something.
Okay, all right then. So,
all right.
What?
I don't know. This is funny.
I'm waiting for the door to get shut oh so silently. Okay. So LeBron James, kind of drafted by the Browns 7 years ago, hailed as the team's savior.
Cavaliers.
Yeah.
Strike one.
Shut up.
I don't know. So yeah, like straight out of high school? Like,
straight out of high school.
So is that like most of the NBA now? Or?
No, I want to say now there's a limit where you have to be 2 years removed.
So you could actually like not go to college and still somehow get drafted, but
yeah, it's not a wise move. Right. I mean, you want to show your goddamn street skills dunking on a chain link.
Chappelle show.
Yeah, come on, man. All right, we got one more caller before we get to LeBron, I guess. Hey, caller.
Hi. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, yeah?
Is this Carly?
I don't know. This, oh, you've already deleted the good of David's call, but we've got Chris B in Tacoma still holding it up. Keep talking.
Excuse me, this is the,
okay.
This is the SEC Broadcasting Organization.
All right. What's up, Richard?
We heard you refer to, lewd things on the radio, and we're going to fine you.
Dock our paychecks.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
That was $5,000 every F.
Who's in the background? Is China woman?
Yeah, Rich. Is that your sideways vagina girlfriend?
No, it's Menekşe. You know her.
Oh, the Turk woman. Hello, Menekşe.
Hello.
Big Rich be pimping it out.
Yeah, she's fine as F, man. Okay.
Don't let that steel wolf scrape your face.
Oh, God. Yeah, and on that note.
Don't fall in.
Oh, man. Okay. LeBron James. LeBron was taken by the Cavaliers 7 years ago. First round, first pick. Crappy franchise, never really had much going on. Like most Cleveland sports teams. Just.
So did they have in on him because he was local?
No.
He was, like, nationwide.
Everyone
just
knew he was the consensus first pick. Yeah. He was just that. He was hot ass, you know? And they were like, screw it, who else are we going to take?
Oh, I get it. They had the first pick because they had the worst record.
Yes. Right. Well, actually, there's kind of like a lotto, so you can't just tank your season
to get
the top pick.
Balls and stuff.
Yeah. Insert black people in lottery joke here. He gives his all. I mean, he definitely turned that franchise around.
Well, I mean, I guess they just had the best regular season record, so
yeah,
that's something.
I want to say they went into at least a couple postseasons as easy favorites, always falling apart at some point, pretty much exploiting the fact that nothing was really built around him all that well. Like, the management really didn't know what to do around him. They would get aging free agents, guys that really didn't click with him. He gets fed up. He talks with Dwayne Wade. He talks with Chris Bosh.
Hello, Doc.
Yes, thank you. That was a flawless Dwayne Wade impression. Hello, Dals, and that's my Chris Bosh. The three of them decide, screw it, we're going to meet in Dwayne Wade's backyard. We're going to take it to Miami, man.
That... Oh, my.
Okay. All right, no. Enough. And, especially I would say people are aware of the LeBron news conference, right? His called press
the
conference.
Decision.
The decision.
Apparently there's an Onion article saying how ESPN ordered like 20 more episodes of it. I have yet to read.
Yeah. I mean, it was a big damn deal. He goes into free agency, meaning he's not obligated to the Cavaliers. Almost said Browns again. Screw you. He's not obligated to the Cavaliers.
No racial undertones there.
Cleveland Browns. Don't be an ass.
But how does that associate with LeBron?
Okay. No, all right. Cleveland.
Cleveland Indians.
Yes. And it's huge. Everyone's like, what the hell is this guy going to do, man? Like, wherever he goes, he's going to turn around the franchise. I mean, look at what he did for the Cavaliers. They got nothing other than him, really. Very mediocre team otherwise. And like you said, best record this year. Favorites going in, well, maybe the Lakers were, but very favorite, at least in the East.
Right.
To get all the way to the finals. And doesn't really say anything, kind of leads people on, has his news, you know, his press conference, the decision, announces he's going to the Heat. There's immediate backlash. I want to say a lot of it at the time was people thinking, how could he do this to the Cavaliers?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, there's a lot. You know, Cleveland obviously isn't the richest city.
It's a toilet.
And it's like, you know.
Please, have you seen the Cleveland tourism videos?
No, but I mean. I've heard it's a ghetto asshole.
It's horrible. I mean, it's like it fights with Detroit.
Right. So, I mean, like his leaving has like a huge impact on the economy and stuff. Like, I'm sure people are going to lose their jobs because of it. Like, just ramifications
to
he
quote,
has no
to
idea
quote
about.
The Cleveland song, I want to say there's an exact line that simply goes, our entire economy is LeBron James.
Is that part of the Drew Carey theme song?
No, that is
comes
not.
Comes before Cleveland rocks.
Yeah. No, I gotta put those on the site. God, those are funny effing videos.
What? Cleveland tourism stuff?
Yeah. And,
but, yeah, I think I heard something like the dude, the guy who ended up lashing back at him like a little girl, was his name Gilpin?
Dan Gilbert?
Yeah, Gilbert.
Yeah.
Something like that.
LeBron's owner.
the majority owner.
To give it some racial, some overtones there, some slavery.
Anyway, it was like he bought it, maybe like 200, 225 mil. With LeBron, it was worth something like $450 million.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, now that he's left, it's instantly like back to $200, $225 million.
It's nothing.
It's like the guy doubled
what are the,
Colts, value of the team.
What are the Colts without Peyton Manning?
They gotta have something, right?
A little
is he
bit.
Really it?
He is.
I mean, that dude is a machine.
He's
watching him
damn
on the Super Bowl.
Dud, yeah.
Like, God, he just keep like the way they kept pulling off play after play when they knew like time was against them.
Yeah.
And like he just made completions. I mean, that was pretty sick.
No, I love him. I'm gay for Peyton. I make no bones about that.
No, I mean, I haven't seen anything like even like Drew Brees
gave
or whoever else.
Big Rocky Dennis head of his.
Yeah, it's just like, all right, snap, pass, complete, like next play, like move down
he's,
the field.
He's amazing. He's amazing. Call him the guy who chokes. I don't care.
And the Skins get to play next year.
Yay!
We'll see how that goes.
Smell victory for the burgundy and gold. Yeah, apparently there's a lot of backlash about Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade, and LeBron James playing on the same
team. Where did Chris Bosh come from?
I want to say he was Toronto.
Yeah, that's
so who gives a crap?
What the hell? Toronto's an NBA team?
Yeah, the Raptors.
Oh, yeah, they've been around for a while.
It's a dinosaur.
There have been a lot. Like, of new teams. Like I hear some mention. I have no idea what the
couple
hell
have from. Moved. I mean, you have the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah.
Got the New Orleans. New Orleans Hornets.
So they moved from Charlotte.
Yeah.
And Muggsy Bogues.
You had an idea last time. Mugsy. I paid attention to sports when NBA Jam came out.
Yeah, man. But a lot of someone, like you said, probably this Jason character, some writer threw it out there. Are people worked up about this situation? Not because of how LeBron left, which I think most people can agree was a little crap. Like, he doesn't realize how much he S'd on the hearts of Cleveland.
Like I said, that he can't let that affect his decision. That's like saying you won't break up with a girl because you don't want to hurt her feelings.
Yeah.
Like, if you really want to, I mean, you're going to hurt her feelings more.
But you don't break up with her, like, while she walks in on the new girl going down on you either.
Well, we can get into that in a second.
Like, hold on. What's up, caller?
I can't believe you guys are really going to talk about basketball and you don't even know the names of teams or where players are from. It's really insulting as a listener.
That's what makes it entertaining.
Yeah, we're girls. Get over it.
Yeah, you guys are women. It's horrible.
I know.
You're going to make me cry.
Dragging on about your relationships and how you don't want to get married because you haven't found the right one and wah, wah, wah.
Do you have any good stories for us?
Yeah, cough something up. Today, Junior.
What?
I know, it's horrible.
Speak up.
I was told to call at 45. That's when I'm calling. Yelling at you.
All right, so what's the story?
What the story is that LeBron isn't going to win anything.
No, relationship story. We don't care about LeBron.
Oh, relationship?
That's why we don't know anything about him.
Oh, well, because I don't want to talk about how my boyfriend got me to fuck my best friend.
Whoa, that's a naughty word.
Watch your tongue, miss.
Can you, abbreviate with letters. Okay.
The F word, yeah, that one.
It's the F, that's right.
All right, so what happened? And slow down and think carefully.
My ex-boyfriend, well, now ex-boyfriend, decided that when we were together, that my best friend was the girl for him.
Was she hotter? What do you two look like?
No, she's not hotter. I have curly red hair, and I carry a sign that says I'm an a-hole, and she's just an a-hole.
What are the builds on you two? Come on. You're revealing that you're the woman here. We are reclaiming our manhood. Get to measurements.
I don't have measurements of her.
The pause in this conversation already lets me know he did the right thing. Oh, go on.
How much do you weigh?
Wow. How much do I weigh?
Yeah.
I don't know. With or without the food that I had this afternoon.
I like that feedback joke. Okay.
Stop stalling. Come on.
All right. We'll let it slide. So you and your friend, neither one's winning any contests. Let's put it that way.
No, neither one of us is modeling for Victoria's Secret.
Okay.
All right. Now that we have that established.
But neither one of us is modeling for Lane Bryant either. So we look like an average American woman.
Okay. All right. Well, why'd you have to throw the American in there?
I'm 30.
All right.
Okay.
So you understand that, proximity breeds familiarity? And that just because you trusted your best friend, odds are she's hanging out with your man a lot. That's going to be the most likely chick he's going to F.
However, that's the reason why I'm never going to get married, because he then cheated on her with me.
Oh God!
Wait, okay, so
how do you know scruple, woman?
Yeah, okay, so this guy F'd you over. Now, when you did him the second time, was it more to say F you to your friend who betrayed you, or did you actually, want him?
Oh, what rubbish on our airwaves. Proceed.
Well, that doesn't matter because
it does.
What was the motivator here?
If someone screws you over like that, you should never go crawling back. The only reason you should do it is to destroy his current.
He came crawling back. He came crawling back.
Yeah, but why did you do it?
To get back at her.
Exactly. Okay. See, that's a decent reason.
Yeah,
I can roll with that. I would do the same thing.
But that's why I don't believe in marriage, because now, even though that she knows that he was with me originally, then cheating on her with me, she's going to marry him anyway.
Yeah, because that's the way women are. She feels like it was a competition for this a-hole, and she won.
I guess. But there's no real competition, because in the end, I win, because I don't have to deal with him for the rest of my life.
Exactly, but most women are so stupid, it just becomes a petty pissing contest like
that. Have you ever seen Rock of Love?
Yeah, exactly.
I envy those women.
Do they really want Flavor Flav's old, decrepit monkey skeleton?
No,
they just want to be the winner.
Yeah.
Well, that too, but they want to be the most attractive woman of the bunch. They need that validation.
But they're not attractive. That's the horrible part.
But that's why they seek validation on VH1.
I guess. The same as those reasons, you know, oh my God, Rock of Love season 2 is the best season ever of any reality dating show.
That was the one where the old one won.
No, the one with the, that was the one where, like, the girl was talking about how everybody...
What is going on in the back? Are you, like, fighting
she's
a Tyrannosaurus Rex? What is this?
She's no, on the phone in the car.
I'm on the phone on a train ride home from New York City.
How are you listening to us?
I was streaming you guys live on my BlackBerry web browser.
Oh, I know.
Okay,
there,
Judy Jetson. I don't understand a word you just said. Future space technology.
Oh man, I did not know you had such a horrid background on you.
That's why I turned into becoming a slut. Can you say slut on the air?
Yeah, you can say slut.
As far as we're concerned. Okay. What? Okay. What's your roster number?
Yeah.
It's disgusting. It's like well above 60.
Really?
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, because when
what was it before you met this guy?
Can you use your space device to look up the address to the station and visit us next week?
Well, because when him and I ended our relationship, I moved to LA. So I was in LA in a whole new town, newly single. What better way to acquaint yourself with a town than with its people?
God, I need to get some new.
Yeah, but if
in
you're
life.
In LA, you're with like some of the hottest, most beautiful women on earth.
I guess you can hold your own. Or maybe you were just cheating and taking the shortcut. Like the guy
was
staring at
cheating.
A hotter woman and you just opened your mouth and were like, ah.
I used to live in LA. So when you say you were in LA, were you like in Hollywood or were you in East LA? Like,
No, I wasn't like in Cheech and Chong LA. Like I was in the Hermosa Beach, Redondo Beach LA.
Were
you in Inglewood and Compton?
No.
God, another person referencing born in East LA. Good Lord. Thought I was like
what's the matter?
Wow.
So what was your head count before you met the a-hole?
6.
He was lucky number 13.
Damn. So you more than quintupled. And like what kind of period of time?
Because I don't believe in relationships, so I only have one night stands because you can't.
Do you believe in gonorrhea?
No, I believe in, condoms. I do believe in those.
Oh, boo. Boo on you.
Will has lost all interest. Oh, wow. Damn.
Well, you know, I like to get drunk and have sex. I don't know what to say.
God, I
you
never
should
want
send
a daughter.
Us a pic. Do you know what this chick looks like?
No, it's just, what is your picture? It's original Nickster. That's her handle on Twitter. What is your main picture? Is that like your kid giving the bird or what?
No, I decided when I was going to allow my personality to shine, I was going to need like something really offensive and obnoxious.
She is
like,
literally a redheaded slut.
I Googled imaged kid middle finger, and then that kid popped up, and I thought it was him, and then it was a little Canadian kid giving the finger at the soccer game. But
yeah, everyone's seen
soccer.
That.
I went with the little redhead kid.
Wow. I got it so easy that my ex is just on a cam site.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's also been adding to the roster in addition.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I want to say the NFL cuts you off at 53 men. Can you do like an entire, you know, could you field an entire NFL game at this point or what?
I could probably with an injured reserve.
What's the most you've taken on at one time? Because I know it's not just one.
Oh no, it's only been one. I swear to God, it's only ever been one.
Wow. And where do you meet these saps?
Bars? Way to crawl to the finish line, tortoise. Come on.
Are these like drunken
it.
Bar victims? What's going on? What's your M.O.?
What's my M.O.? Nothing. I just like to sit at the bar and talk sports, and instantly guys talk to you. So that's, you know, just how you work it. And then you buy them a
You've got to be at least okay looking.
No, I mean,
I'm pretty okay looking.
Some girl could be like, Don Mattingly is the best ever. And if she's 300 pounds, I'd be like, yes, he is. Give me an onion ring. And then I'd walk away.
I'm not 300 pounds. Don't give me a complex.
We won't.
Yeah.
Send us a pic with your magic space phone. Because I know there's a camera on there.
Yeah. Tweet it. Tweet one.
I'm not tweeting a picture.
Come on.
All right.
How about email us? Like, you have, I'm sure you have like a good picture of you somewhere on the phone, right?
I do. Papa, you know this. You're my Facebook friend.
Yeah, I'm not.
I haven't actually clicked through your stuff, though. I just saw the kid flipping the bird. I was like, what, more of that? All right,
bring her up.
Way to do your research.
All right. I'll bring her up at the show's end because we got to get the hell out of here.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, you do. All right.
Wow, Nickster. Damn, you, the Papa's Basement Twitter people brought it today.
All right. I definitely got to create a Twitter.
I tried to.
Yeah, well, by next week, your ass got to be on this thing.
I will. I was going to do it for this week. I haven't had time.
Nickster, promise something nice to Will if he gets on Twitter.
I promise that I will convince somebody to give you a reach around.
Oh.
What? No, God.
I'll be number 65.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like to travel outside of New York very much, so you'll have to come here.
I've been to New York.
All right. Works for us. All right. Take it easy.
Bye.
Right, bye-bye.
Wow. Wow. LeBron who? I'm suddenly all turned around on this.
Oy vey.
God. Man, remind me. No daughters. No daughters ever. I think that's what we've established today. God damn. All right. Will,
yes,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Folks, you've been listening to Papa's Basement. Again, we'll be live next Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at www.fcac.org/WEBR. Follow us on Twitter, at Papa's Basement. Show's main website, inpapasbasement.com. And like us on Facebook, /Papa's Basement. Will, any finals?
Oh, it was fun having the phone line free.
Yeah, all right. Folks, till next week. Bye.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.